Hi, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Monsters Insiders right here on NEO Sports Insiders. It's the in-between week, I guess, if you will, between Christmas and New Year's. Hope you all had a great holiday out there. And we're talking with our good friend, as always, Tony Brown of the Lake Erie Monsters, play-by-play man extraordinaire. Tony, happy holidays. How are you, my friend?
Doing well. Thanks, as always, for having me, Matt. Same to you. Hope it was a good Christmas.
Yeah, awesome Christmas. And, of course, getting ready for New Year's. And last night at the Q, the Monsters finished 2015, their home portion of the schedule, with a win over the Marlies 2-1. And a good night. Almost 13,000, just over 12,000, rather, fans at the Q. And the Monsters improved to 17-9-2-2. Got off to kind of a slow start. No scoring in the first period, but then the Monsters kind of got on track. And, again, they go on for the 2-1 win. What's the takeaway from last night, Tony?
Well, I mean, you know, Toronto is a team that the Monsters don't see very often this year. That was the first of four meetings, but coming into the game, I mean, they are far and away, when you look at the numbers and statistics, they are the top team in the entire American Hockey League. First in the North Division, first in the Eastern Conference, first in the overall league standings, a team that was 15-1-1 on the road coming into last night's game. So coming off a huge win on Sunday over the Grand Rapids Griffins, which the Monsters have to do in front of another huge crowd of 10,000-plus, ended the Griffins' 15-game winning streak. If that win wasn't big enough, the final home game before a lengthy road trip that the Monsters embark upon here today for a game tomorrow, a rematch with the Marlies in Toronto. But last night's game, you know, even bigger, I think, than the win on Sunday, because it announced to the entire league, I think, that the Monsters are a full-blown contender. They can compete, and they can beat the very best team in the league, and that's exactly what Toronto is.
Tony, when you look back at the weekend, not a great start over on Saturday when the Monsters, that was such a chippy game, and things just got out of control a little bit for the Monsters in that loss. But then to bounce back Sunday like they did, what do you think happened between Saturday and Sunday?
Well, I think Saturday was definitely, in a 7-3 loss to Grand Rapids, definitely a big-time wake-up call for this team. It was the Monsters' fourth consecutive loss. They'd never lost prior to that little stretch more than two consecutive games. So definitely a team that was struggling a little bit, a team that was shorthanded, a couple of guys are injured right now and making their way back. Definitely some new faces in the room. Several players signed to PTO contracts and the like over the course of the past couple of weeks. And it was a frustrated team. I would have to say that was a bit of a low point there for the Monsters, that loss to Grand Rapids. But, you know, talking to the guys, talking to Coach Bednar leading into Sunday, it was clear that, you know, that sort of mentality was not something that was going to last. The players had a players-only meeting and sort of snapped everybody out of it. And I think, you know, finding themselves again and finding their confidence in that win on Sunday just went a long way into carrying that over into last night, too. So, you know, a low point in front of, ironically, the largest crowd of the year, 12,900-some folks last Saturday at the Q, and then riding the ship in dramatic fashion. And you mentioned the chippiness there between the Monsters and the Griffins. On Sunday, at the end of that game that the Monsters won 3-2, a huge melee broke out. Several players got multiple game misconducts. The two teams combined, when all was said and done, for 158 penalty minutes in that game. That is the highest total for any single game in the American Hockey League this season. I think it really sets the table well for the final five games of that season series. Those two teams do not care for one another. And then, again, to take all that energy, that emotion, that catharsis that comes with a big victory, and to be able to parlay that into a win that you had to work really hard for last night against Toronto, a team that averages four goals per game to lead the league, hold them to one goal, and you get the victory. I mean, it just really was exactly what the Monsters needed, I think, heading into what arguably is going to be their toughest scheduling stretch this season.
Again, we're talking with Tony Brown here on Monsters Insiders on NEO Sports Insiders. Again, midweek edition here as we get set for the New Year's holiday. Monsters coming off a couple of big wins, Grand Rapids and Toronto. Tony, we've talked about it extensively. Let's go in depth in this road trip. This is going to be, I would have to say, without a shadow of a doubt, the most important road trip of the season, not only because of where this team sits right now, but also because of the length of the road trip. I mean, you and I talked right before we hit the recorder button here about how long it's going to be that you're on the road with them, and if you think it's bad for you, what about the players? You know what I mean? It's got to be a tough one.
It's something that in the Western Conference every team deals with at some point throughout the season, so it's tough to kind of feel too sorry for yourself, but it's definitely a challenge. I mean, the Q is a huge advantage for this team, and the Monsters play at home. The support they've received from the fans this year here in Cleveland has been outrageously good, and talking to Jamie Cyphers before the game yesterday, he said, you know, yeah, it's great to play in front of great fans, but it helps in ways that you don't even realize. Like, just having that energy in the building and that support and knowing that the fans are with you and behind you and encouraging you goes a long way towards in-game performance for these players in ways they're not even totally aware of. So being on the road in general is tough, but when you stretch this thing out, it's going to be 10 games long, spanning 20 games. The Monsters don't play at home again until the third week in January. So 20 days, 10 games, yeah, it's going to be definitely grueling. This first little stretch will be about a week on the road before one day back here in Cleveland to basically just do a little bit of laundry and then get back in the bus and head out. But, you know, these are division games, particularly on this stretch, with the exception of tomorrow's afternoon clash in Toronto. But a couple of big games with Milwaukee, first trip to Chicago to take on the Wolves there. These are big games that mean a lot in the standings and mean a lot to the Monsters, and so hopefully they can continue playing with the energy and the passion that they have over the course of the past week or so.
Again, the Monsters right now in fourth place in the West. They're 30 games in at 17-9-2-2, good for 38 points. Right now they trail Ontario, Milwaukee, and Rockford, and as Tony pointed out, Toronto up in the East right now. Very, very good hockey team, Tony. 24-7-2-0 for 50 points. They are the best team in the division in the hockey right now as far as the AHL is concerned. And like you said, that's going to be a tall task tomorrow. But I would imagine, again, from a confidence standpoint, the fact that the Monsters were already able to beat them once on their home ice has got to be good going into tomorrow's matchup.
Absolutely. And news came down just moments ago, too, that the Monsters are getting a big boost. Jonas Korpisalo, a goaltender who was just elite in terms of the overall American Hockey League to start the year, he's finally heading back from Columbus. So bad news, I guess, for him personally. Great news for the Monsters. Anton Forsberg, who has started every game since Korpisalo was called up on December the 9th, he is going to have some help now.
So, wow, there you go.
Be a guy who's, a guy who filled in admirably for Sergei Bobrovsky at the NHL level for Columbus, matched a couple of wins, got his first NHL win, young 21-year-old goaltender that shows all kinds of promise, and now has all the confidence that comes with a lengthy NHL call-up. Will be back, and I would expect to see him a lot, at least a couple of times on this next week or so. So good news there for the Monsters.
Yeah, exciting news. Again, the Monsters in Toronto, it's tomorrow, New Year's Eve afternoon at 3 o'clock in Toronto. And again, the game is on AM 1420, The Answer. We won't see the Monsters back at home until Grand Rapids comes to town again on January the 20th. That'll be College ID night. And then on the 22nd, it's Blue Jackets night again at the Q as the Monsters take on the Milwaukee Admirals. It's also 1-2-3 Fridays, a free post game skate, all kinds of good stuff. It's even Sully's birthday, so we have a mascot night coming up, Tony, which I know you'll be dressed up for.
You know what? My track record would not indicate that I will participate in dressing up for the mascot night, but certainly will enjoy it, and it'll be great to get back home. It's going to be a long, lot of hockey and a long road between now and then, but excited to get back to the queue as soon as possible.
You got it. Thank you so much, Tony, for joining us. Happy New Year to you and yours. And, of course, we will catch up with you again in a week or so once you're on the road and settled in on this long road trip with the Monsters.
Sounds great, Matt. Thanks, as always, and Happy New Year to you.